Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
And welcome to episode number one of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. Great Deep podcast series is essentially a further creative exploration of what the songs and some of the themes in the songs are about. And in this episode, we are asking the question, how do you fix the world? Well, here's what some of our people had to say.
How I'd fix the world, I'd have to go with music. What I'd fix, I think the message might change over time, but as a musician, that is my greatest tool at my disposal currently.
Fix the world by starting now, by writing songs now, meeting people now, making an influence and making a change now, because I think there's never going to be a time where all 7-8 billion people are listening to me or hearing what I have to say. So it all begins by me actually making a change now in every single way that I can. But before that, I need to have had oats in the morning. That's the most important thing.
If we could get everyone to listen to the songs of the Ryan Calder Band, the world would be a much better place.
In order to fix the world, I think everyone should fart less.
In order to fix the world, I think everyone should fart more.
I'm afraid I totally disagree with that sentiment. Farting more and harvesting it as fossil fuel reserves would be much healthier for the environment.
James chapter 4 tells us, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. It also tells us that pride is what causes all our conflicts, our wars, our quarrels. So I think I would fix the world with humility before God.
How would I fix the world? Love. It's the one thing every living being responds to. I'd fix the world with love.
There's an old song that speaks about all you need is love, and I think they're onto something there. What the world needs desperately is the love of the Father, accepting the love of the Father, and walking in the love of the Father.
To fix the world, I would have people listen more and speak less.
I would fix the world by trying to have a positive influence in the spheres that I can, just trying to bring a bit of love and joy to each person that I come into contact with on a daily basis, and hope that that has an impact on the rest of the world.
Well, thanks to everyone who responded to our question. Some interesting answers there. Thanks very much. Some profound ones as well. We also had some responses on social media, and Marita picked up on a common theme, quoting the Beatles and saying, all you need is love, with a little bit of kindness thrown in. The next time I catch up with her, she's going to elaborate on her thoughts. So thanks to everyone for contributing to the discussion. I've written about how to fix the world, which you can read about on our website, and there it goes into more detail on my thoughts, and there are a couple of anecdotes there. But I'd like to touch on one particular thing in this podcast. Now, obviously, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, to fix the world is a fairly monumental task. But if you want to make a start, here's the deal. You have to take a proverbial look in the mirror. You have to fix yourself, basically. You got to reflect on what needs fixing in your own life, because ultimately the only thing that we are really in control of is our own actions or our own response to the world around us. And once you've figured out what it is that you can harness, what you can offer, the best parts of who you are, then let that light shine for all the world to see. And this brings the conversation to our new song, One Small Flame. And here is a sneaky preview.
The light, but there seems to be a fault in our light, and we're seeking what's sweetening. That's not the purpose of salt. So it's not right. What we're living is not life. It's not like we're meant to be living a hard knock life. because what we define as greatness is not a portion of what he has in mind. There's a kingdom of comforts we need to leave behind. Through the eyes of the wise, we can audit our lives and find a way to fan the flame and let it shine.
All darkness in the world, come dim the light of one small flame. All the darkness in the world.
Well, as you can hear, there's a variety of sounds here compared to previous albums and tracks. We've got some rap, we've got gang vocals, and we ourselves are trying out new elements of sound in the music. I must just say that I have loved working with all these good people who were involved in the making of this song. So what we're going to do is unpack the song a bit here and elaborate on the inspiration behind it, because it's got reference to the podcast title in this episode. So let's start with the lyrics.
The lyrics. The lyrics.
I could still go to war with you.
I sat bolt upright in my bed, reached over for my notepad and scribbled down what I had just heard. I could still go to war with you. So the first verse is essentially autobiographical. Before sleep took over and I went into La La Land, I remembered that creativity doesn't always keep office hours, so I'd made a point of keeping a pen and paper next to my bed. The next morning, I looked at these words on the page and I thought, that was a weird dream. And I remember thinking and feeling a bit despondent as I went to bed that night. You know that feeling some days where you're just a little bit weary? Well, that was me on this occasion. But deep into the night and drifting off to sleep, this whisper on my shoulder sparked some hope. And later that day, I fleshed out what would become One Small Flame.
The music.
The music.
The music.
Okay, for this part of the song, we go to the other side of the country where John was residing with his keyboard in Cape Town.
I came up with this riff a number of years ago during my student days. I was renting a place with a few friends at the time, and there was really only just enough space in my bedroom for a bed and a desk. But every now and then, I would set up my keyboard in there anyway, just so that I could lock myself away and get lost in the process of making music. As far as I can recall, on this particular occasion, it had been quite some time since I last put my hands to the keyboard. And this resulted in a certain degree of freshness as I sat down and noodled away as a cathartic exercise. A riff quickly emerged, and after experimenting with some chord voicings, I quickly settled on something I liked. So I recorded it that same night and sent it off to Ryan to add to our growing collection of demos.
And then, months following that, Sandile Kambule, otherwise known as the MCK, joined in with us on this project, and this was one of the songs that we worked together on. And this is what he had to say about recording One Small Flame.
Recording One Small Flame was, for me, it actually was one of the simplest songs I've ever written. Not easiest, but simplest, because I really feel like that's like kind of like my musical natural habitat. Like, I live on that kind of stuff. Like, that slower BPM, real topics, because it's you know, it's nothing that goes over anyone's head. It's like really, you can understand it like on the surface as a 10-year-old or a 50-year-old. So that's the kind of stuff I really love, is stuff that touches people and stuff that also touches me. So I really feel like One Small Flame, for me, the actual writing process was very simple. I loved it. Like, from the first time I heard the instrumental, I just fell in love with the song. I was like, yep. And yeah, it took like half an afternoon to actually get it finished. So it really was, yeah, it was one of the best songs I think I was actually able to work on as a collab. So I definitely loved it.
Well, as he says, it all came together quite quickly and naturally. And I think it was because we had a similar inclination towards the idea in the lyrics. The idea of music carrying a message of hope and inspiration is something that we both hold central to what we do. Here were his thoughts on the lyrical message in the song and on everyone shining their light.
Wow, One Small Flame, One Small Flame. I really think that's like such an awesome title, because flames could be used for anything really, for, you know, from cooking to heat or warmth and light. You know, all of these things are good things that bring people together. And I think those are the kind of flames that we need to see, are the kind of flames today, figuratively in the world. We need to see flames that bring people together, you know, that are going to feed people, that are going to educate people, or bring light to the world and share knowledge with people. And I suppose also good knowledge, teach people, you know, like institutions like universities, schools and churches and, you know, such them. So corporations and companies need to bring people together, you know, unify people, you know, bring people together of all different walks of life, races, ages and different, you know, backgrounds. So I really feel like those are the kind of small flames that we need to see in the world today.
Gang vocals. For those who don't know what they are, is defined on Urban Dictionary as when a bunch of people sing or yell out lyrics to a song or at a show. So this is what the other element in the song is: guest appearances by audiences from our shows. We taught our house concert audiences this line, stuck a mic in the middle of the room, and recorded the results. And here is a very raw clip of it, so you get an idea.
All the darkness in the world can't dim the light of one small flame. All the darkness in the world can't dim the light of one small flame. All the darkness in the world can't dim the light of one small flame.
For me, I like the sentiment here that all of us have something to contribute. All of us have something that makes the world better. And each of us has the potential to lend our little flicker to the collective flame that makes the world a better place. You may think, but my flame is so small, it doesn't count much. Why do I even bother? Well, check this out.
Nugget of wisdom.
Reflecting on the metaphor of light and darkness representing good and evil in the world, it occurs to me that light is additive, but darkness isn't. When you add multiple sources of light within a space, that space becomes brighter, more light. Darkness is defined as the partial or total absence of light, so you can only have complete darkness when there is no light. And partial darkness can't become darker by adding darkness. That can only happen if the sources of light are removed. It's just like that well-known saying, all that is required for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. I think that is a powerful idea when you think about life and the amount of darkness or evil in the world. It can often seem quite intimidating, in the sense that you feel like darkness is something that can overwhelm you. But the truth is that when you shine your light, all the darkness in the world isn't going to stop it from being seen.
And there you have it, folks. All you gotta do is let that little light of yours shine and push back the darkness. Which brings us to the final segment of our podcast, and it's the favorite movie quote segment. And what we do here is we take a favorite line from a movie. And this week's selection ties in quite nicely with the theme, and it's chosen by our intrepid 6'4" keyboardist, Johnny Boy.
This episode's movie quote.
This episode's movie quotes.
Quote. Okay, try it again.
This episode's movie's quote.
One of my favorite movie quotes comes from the Lord of the Rings film trilogy, in particular, the second film, The Two Towers. It's a section of dialogue between Frodo Baggins and Samwise Gamgee, and it comes right towards the end of the movie. These two little hobbits have just been through ordeal after ordeal, and as Frodo laments over the overwhelming tribulations that their journey has brought them, he is beginning to doubt whether he can continue on any further. What I love about this interaction is the response that Samwise gives. Here it is.
I can't do this, Sam. I know. It's all wrong. By rights, we shouldn't even be here. But we are. It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad had happened? But in the end, it's only a passing thing. This shadow, even darkness must pass. A new day will come. And when the sun shines, it'll shine out the clearer. Those were the stories that stayed with you, that meant something, even if you were too small to understand why. But I think, Mr. Frodo, I do understand. I know now. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going, because they were holding on to something. What are we holding on to, Sam? But there's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo. And it's worth fighting for.
Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thanks to all our contributors and to you for listening in. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all our details. Until next time, keep pondering the great deep.